State Representative Rashida Tlaib. She's on the other end of our line. Hi, Representative.
Hi, Tony.
Boy, the House Dems have announced a press conference. You're not very happy with the governor's Court of Appeals appointments. Tell me about that.
Not at all. We were deceived. We all voted in a bipartisan fashion. I think not one member of the House, Republican or Democrat, voted against the bill that would have left 24 Court of Appeals attorneys in their positions. And turn around and all of a sudden be approached to try to increase appropriations for two additional judges was a shock to me and the members of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. No one knew that he changed his mind and had every intention of changing his mind, from what I understand, from the beginning. So many of us felt very deceived that they put a March 25th deadline on that bill that we all passed to save over $700,000 a year for taxpayers in the Court of Appeals. And I don't know if you know, Tony, we don't even actually have enough cases for the current 26 that we have now. So to start with 26 and have them do attrition, get it down to 24, is what all the judicial office folks in the process, both sides of the aisle, everyone agrees, including Governor Snyder, that there are not enough cases for all the judges. So let's save the taxpayers tons of money and move forward and get it down to 24. But politics, I guess, trumps fiscal responsibility.
We had Geraldine Lasher, who is the Director of Communications for the Governor's Office, on the program yesterday. She told me that eventually this, through attrition, through retirement, through redistricting, that the number will get down to 24, and this is just a short-term way to help that process.
How is it helping the process when if you do add another two and we get back to 28, we have experts that are telling us it could be 2020 before year 2020 before we get down to 24, versus starting with the 26, having the two attrition through you know, the fact that they're not running again or death for some of the judges, you know, unfortunately, will get us down to 24, but maybe by 2016. Again, why appoint judges when there's no cases for them to look at? And it's not just judges. When the judges are appointed, Tony, we have to get administrative support, clerks. We have to figure out the pensions. I mean, we're talking about legacy payments for taxpayers. When you look at it, the governor even said it, this was reforms that were needed. We don't have enough cases. Then why all of a sudden change your mind unless you've been pressured politically to appoint people, to stack the courts with people that are thinking like you are? But I honestly don't understand how we're supposed to do government reform and be fiscally responsible, and to now justify and say, hey, we'll eventually get there. That's not what taxpayers want to hear.
All right, I've got about 20 seconds left. So you believe this was done to stack the courts?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk with you about this again. We've been talking with State Representative Rashida Tlaib. Thanks so much.
Thank you.